Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're going into part 7, smart wholesaling versus old school wholesaling. But first, before I get into part 7, I want to answer this question once and for all. What is real estate wholesaling? What is real estate wholesaling? So wholesaling is basically when you buy something for less, at the price less than the market value, with the sole purpose of selling it for a profit, okay? So think of real estate in that sense, okay? You basically get into the market to find and identify deals that are priced or that you're able to secure for less than market value so you can sell it for a profit. Now, when you sell it for profit, most traditional wholesaling basically involves you having to sell it at market value. But as a wholesaler, you're still not trying to sell it at market value. You want to sell it less than market value to investors that are looking to either add some value to the property and then sell it at market value. But anyway, anything in between, you purchasing the property for less than what it's worth, the ideal is 35% less than what it's worth. So if a property is worth $100,000, you don't want to be paying no more than $65,000. And if there's any estimated cost of repair, you basically want to subtract that from the 65% as well too. So let's say, for example, there was a $10,000 worth of repair that's needed. You basically want to secure that property at $65,000 minus $10,000, okay? And then when you secure it at $55,000, essentially, you want to be able to wholesale that property to a person that can add value to the property to make it worth actual $100,000 because you purchased it at an after repair discount, okay? So based on an after repair value, so we call it 65% of after repair value, ARV, minus the repair cost estimate, okay? So that's what wholesaling is in a quick jiffy. Basically, real estate wholesalers really get paid for one thing, that's marketing, okay? They get paid for marketing, and marketing to find and identify deals from motivated sellers that have distressed properties, okay? Or let me say distressed properties that has motivated seller. You could have distressed properties all you want, a vacant property on the street, all that. If it doesn't have a motivated seller, you don't have a deal, okay? Because essentially you're going to be overpaying for the property. Now, are there times where you can pay more than 65%? Yes, there are times like that. And basically, I'm here to teach you how to get creative and make money in any scenario, okay? Even if you don't close a deal, all right? So that's what we're here to talk about. With that being said, let's dive into today's part 7 of the series, Smart Wholesaling versus Old School Wholesaling. So basically, smart wholesalers are smart, okay? They use leverage in their advantages, and old school wholesalers are basically textbook definition of wholesaling, and that's how they see, and that's why they will continue to struggle in modern times, because the truth of the matter is that everything is changing, everything is evolving, especially the way human beings respond to information, the way human beings consume information, the way human beings receive marketing is changing, okay? You can't hard sell people anymore because they have choices. If you try to hard sell people, you'll be working against yourself. Basically, you'll be killing your vibe. You'll be killing the vibe of possibly making any type of sales by trying to hard sell people. And that's what old school wholesalers, that's the school of thought they came from. They're always thinking handling objections as opposed to focus on people that are hungry for what they have to offer. So the quote today says, the old school wholesaler basically focuses on the four main dead marketing strategies that the gurus encourage, namely driving for dollars. Okay. That's driving for dollars. And I'm going to actually get into a comment that somebody left here. I think it was yesterday, a few days ago, something like that. I'm going to dive into that. I want to talk about that. It's about driving for dollars. Okay. Knocking on doors, right? That's another old school strategy, okay? Does it still work? Yeah, it can still work. It's just not the best use of your time and resources, okay? Cold calling, right? Picking up the phone and calling people that don't know you, trust you, much less liking you, right? So direct mailing is a dead marketing strategy. Why? Because it's overpriced. It's overpriced. You're not going to be in profit long enough. or quick enough for you to stay in the business. You're going to get frustrated out of the business because you're going to waste all this money on a marketing strategy that's just not, that's overpriced. Okay. Yes. In the real market, there's something called underpriced and overpriced, overbought, oversold. Okay. So, and that's in any real market, that's something you want to pay attention to. And the only thing that's really underpriced right now is still digital marketing, because every majority of human beings are still trying to discover that. That's just in this time and age. But the only thing that will always be underpriced is modern marketing. I like to use the word modern because that's a timeless word that can be used in any period of time. Okay. All right. So basically, driving for dollars, cold calling, direct mailing, while the smart wholesaler hacks into what the gurus actually do. Okay. Smart wholesaler, they actually hack into what the gurus actually do. Okay. So what do I mean by that? The gurus, basically, in general, in any industry, especially real estate wholesaling, they say one thing, but they do something else. Okay? I don't know if you've noticed yet. Just look in front of you. They say one thing and do something else. I think I'm one of the few who doesn't do that. Okay? Because essentially, what I'm going to teach you here is to do exactly what I'm doing right now. Okay? Building a brand, solving problems, building a personal brand, solving problems, and then closing deals in the back end. Okay? But that's the way people are going to know, like, and trust you. That's a KLT factor. That's what I call it, right? Let me just correct this real quick. Smart seller, smart wholesaler. I need to correct it from the source of that note, okay? All right, so while the smart wholesaler hacks into what the gurus actually do, so what I'm telling you right now is pay attention to what the gurus and your teachers are doing. And that's basically, there's a very high chance that's the thing that creates results. Okay? If they're telling you to do one thing but they do something else, why is it that the gurus set time apart to make sure that they release a video for you at least once a week? Why do they do that? Pay attention to why they're doing that. Chances are it creates better results for them than what they're teaching you to do. They may be teaching you to do drive for dollars. They're teaching you to knock on doors. They're teaching you cold call or to direct mail. Those are the four main dead marketing strategies right there, right? But are they doing the same thing? If they're doing the same thing, are they leveraging the opportunities that the internet or modern age technology has to offer today? Are they doing that? So let me continue reading. Actually do brand and content marketing via modern media. If you notice in that text, I said nothing about social media. I didn't say anything about digital. I didn't say anything about technology. It's a timeless word. I could say technology, but really what I'm trying to tell you is modern media. Okay? The media that works the best in the year that you live in. So, for example, whatever you're consuming me on right now is the modern media today. Whatever you're consuming this content on right now is the modern media today. That's why you're on it. Chances are you're not watching me on a TV. If you're watching me on the TV, you're connected to the internet using the Fire Stick. Okay, that's still the internet. So you're connected using some kind of modern media. The question I have for you, while you're trying to build your business, do you have presence on the modern media? Do you have presence on there? So once upon a time, the modern media for the level of operation you're looking to would be knocking on doors. Yes, in the 1960s, the way you become a salesperson is you go knock on doors, because there was barely a TV in people's houses. There was radio, but chances are, as a one-man business, one-man salesperson, you probably can't afford that, right? But also, you have to remember that your competition had access to just that one source as well too, which is knocking on doors, okay? But now, the question you want to ask yourself is, are your competition, are they knocking on doors today? Right? Are they knocking on door? Now, not just that. Let's talk about market for a second, right? You have to do everything you do with respect to the market, because if you don't pay attention to the market, you will fail. It doesn't matter how good your idea is. It doesn't matter how many gurus tell you to do these four main dead marketing strategies, right? It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that are your market audience, are they hanging out by their door waiting for you to knock on their door? Do they appreciate that when you knock on their door without calling first that you're coming, knowing for a fact that even if you were a family member, they still wanted you to call first before you come, right? Driving for dollars, right? You're going to drive for dollars, collect all these addresses. Is there a better way to collect that list of vacant properties without driving for dollars? The answer, number one, is yes. So number one, number two, you're wasting gas, you're burning your brakes, looking for the information that you can easily find online. Okay? You can easily make a quick phone call and then find that information. Okay? Let me tell you a quick story. Once upon a time, my father was in the car business. Okay, and I would be like, he would like, oh, I gotta go check out the car. I was like, did you call first? Do they have a picture on the internet? Did you ask some questions? Because basically, the one thing that you have that you have limited of it is time. You only have 24 hours in the day. You have limited time. You have unlimited resources. Somebody corrected me on that once upon a time, that we have unlimited resources. It's just a matter of knowing how to allocate your existing resources, right? But time is something that you have limited of it. So you can't afford to be driving around town. It's just not the best use of your time. Looking for addresses of vacant properties when that list is already existed online. The only reason why I would ever do that is to collect that information so I can sell it. Let me repeat what I just said. The only reason why I would ever drive for dollars is if I intend to sell that list, but with one condition: that list must not exist somewhere else online already. Because if it exists online already, I will acquire it, then I will sell it. Again, I'm talking about making the best use of your resources, your time, and your money. These are my reasons why I absolutely, if you live in America, I don't encourage driving for dollars. It's the worst use of your time and resources. Is there somebody that closed a deal from that? Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, all the old school marketing strategies will work at some point. The question is not if they work or not. The question is, are you paying attention to effectiveness, but more importantly, efficiency? Is that the most efficient way for you to utilize your resources when there are options and options where you could get the same resource without burning your resources, including your time? Okay, so with that being said, is this person that left a comment, and I want to find that comment right now, and I'm going to share that with you, and I want to dissect it, because I respect anyone that's an audience here that's watching any of my videos. I really appreciate that. And by the way, I really appreciate it if you also leave, if you leave me a like, if anything I'm saying makes sense, just make sure you leave me at least one thumbs up, okay? Okay, this is the comment right here. We're going to go into it. All right, so this was on this video. This is a good video, by the way. You can search it and watch it after this session. It's called Why Bird Dogging Real Estate Doesn't Work. Okay. All right, so here she goes. Okay, real talk with Ellie, I guess. So I'm going to blow this up real quick. Okay. So she said, let's go here. There you go. So she said, maybe D4D, I guess that's the abbreviation for driving for dollars. Maybe driving for dollars isn't a realistic tactic in your market. Well, if it works, it works, right? Hopefully. But she said, but it works here in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. All right. Good. So I don't know what that means by it works. That's like telling me that, yeah, miracle works. Somebody woke up a dead person yesterday. I don't know what that means, but it works. It worked one time. Does it work every month? Do you grab a deal at least once a month from driving for dollars? If you can say for the last 12 months, every month you get a deal from driving for dollars, then we can talk. Okay. What that means in engineering is this: you have enough samples. In statistics, you have enough samples to make a claim. Because what this is making a claim. Okay. All right. So as a matter of fact, I'm going to put that here. What do you mean by it works? Okay. So statistically speaking, Has it worked at least by spitting out at least one deal per month in the last 12 months in the spirit of having enough samples? So what do I mean by enough samples? When you want to make this kind of declaration or claim, right? Okay, when you want to make this kind of claim, right? Basically, you want to say you want to have enough samples, okay? So if you're gonna do a study, right? A study for school, whatever, you want to do a sustainability study, you basically want to collect enough samples. If you want to do a poll, let's say there's election going on and there's politics, right? We're talking about politics right now. And you want to do a poll of who supports Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. You're not just gonna take two or three people. You will take as many people as possible to be able to say, you know what, from this sample of people, we can make a claim that more people support Donald Trump than support Hillary Clinton or vice versa, right? So typically in the poll, they will do 1,000 people and then decide from that poll. Because even if you set up a poll will not give you a decision unless you have enough samples in it. So before you make a claim that something works, how long has it worked? How many times did it work? How many people did it work for? That's the question that we want to be asking ourselves, right? And what are the chances? That helps you decide what are the best chances that this will ever work for you as a person. What are the odds against you, basically? Okay? That's basically what I'm trying to say when it comes to that. What are the odds against you? Okay? So let's see here. So he goes, and I do agree some people are dishonest, but it's all about building relationships. Well, I don't care about that, but that's a fact. Anyway, I've made a lot of money with finder's fees and pay per lead bird dog strategies. I think it's a good idea before you start putting houses on that contract, because if you get it at the wrong price out of ignorance, wrong ARV, incorrect repairs, didn't ask about taxes, then you won't sell the contract to an investor regardless. That's correct. But again, I don't even encourage that. Okay. Putting houses under contract is an overrated part of the business. Like she said, she's actually right about relationship. If you build relationship rapport with the seller, it doesn't really matter. You can always renegotiate if the numbers are wrong. Okay, but of course, everyone else is stuck on what if they want to enforce the contract? There's no contract to enforce, okay, in the first place. Everything you're doing is based off of your relationship and the rapport you build with the seller, okay? So it doesn't matter. So she says, I take a different approach to bird dogging. It's not just finding a deal, it can be learning through busy office work for an investor, door knocking for an investor, cold calling, but every market is different. Yeah. That's basically working for someone else. Okay, what she's doing is working for someone else. Somebody else put her to work to go door knocks and stuff like that. Can it work? Old school strategies can work. Can work. Okay. Argument. The question, not argument, but this is not an argument really. The question is that the most efficient use of your time and resources? It's an everlasting question that cannot be answered on any video or comment. Okay? On any video or comment. Best of luck. All right, so do you get what I'm trying to tell her right now? I think she's a lady, I'm not sure. Yeah, she's a lady, okay? So basically she works for an investor, and she door knocks and sometimes they find deals, whatever, maybe that's so, but to me this sounds like a textbook, okay? The, what she said here is more like what you will see in a textbook somewhere. No one can prove that it has worked consistently for 12 months, that they get a deal from it consistently. And if that's the case, in a space where the internet, digital platforms, modern age technology is a leveled playing field for anyone, and anyone can learn real marketing, it's not the best use of your time. That's basically the argument there. So that was something that I thought you guys can learn from when it comes to driving for dollars, because every now and then there's somebody that says, "Oh yeah, but it works. It worked for me." Or we saw a testimony of somebody that it worked for. Yes, that's true. You know, that's true. It could have worked for you, but doesn't mean it works all the time. Okay, it doesn't mean it works enough. It works enough for you to make a claim that it works. Okay, it's just basically, again, it's a simple question. Is that the most an everlasting question that you will continue to ask for the rest of your life as an entrepreneur? Is this activity the most efficient use of my time and my resources, especially my time, since time is limited and I cannot have enough time, right? Resources are endless, right? Depending on how good you are with leveraging your time, knocking on doors, cold calling, okay? Cold calling is not the most efficient use of your time, okay? Because you are here watching this video, you now have access to better information inside of that free book, myempirepro.com, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You can download the book. You have access to better information, okay? If you never stumbled across this video, or you're not listening to me right now, you're right. You're limited by your knowledge, right? Absolutely. You're limited by your knowledge. But knowing that you're here right now, you're listening to me, and you know that there's something called smart wholesaling that are better use of your time. Instead of hard working for that investor for $5 an hour, or whatever that is, $10 an hour, and then door knocking for him, right? She could basically go find another better job, $40,000-$50,000 a year, and learn how to use modern age technology to attract as many deals as she wants. Okay? By basically leading with value, followed by automation, and then massive traffic generation, called the VAT, value, automation, traffic. Okay? That's something that I break down into details when you go into the book. You could go in the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You can download it absolutely for free at myempirepro.com, and you can take advantage of that. If anything I've said so far in this video makes any sense to you, please make sure you give me a thumbs up before you leave. Watch other videos. If you didn't see part 1 through 6, oh my God, I forgot to say that in the beginning. You need to watch part 1 through 6 of this series. You need to, because to make a whole lot more sense as we're going through this with you, okay? Now, if you have any contribution, I always respond with respect. I understand where everyone is coming from. I get it. So please, I want to engage with you just like I just engaged with her. Leave a comment below, contribution, your thoughts. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to engage with you. If you know someone that will benefit from this video, share with them. If you don't think, if you can't think of anyone, just click share and share it to your social media, and take advantage of that. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.